from her smash hit Superwoman to now her title, which I call her the Miss Comeback Queen. I have a pleasure right now to have Miss Karen White on the line. So could you tell everybody where Miss Karen White has been for the past 18 years?
Woo! 18 years. When you say that, it is so crazy. Well, there was a lot going on. My mom had died and my daughter was growing, and I had really fallen out of love with music. So it was a combination of things that made me decide to step back. But being a great mom to Ashley was my top priority. And then I wanted to also be able to be raising her without traveling and no interruptions in that sort of way. So I, you know, just focused on my interior design and entrepreneurial business. So that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about divorce. How did that affect you?
Wow, the divorce was devastating. I always say it's like a death because, you know, you're losing someone. And especially my daughter was very young. She was 3 years old. So it was very hard on me. And Terry Lewis, you know, of Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis was my husband, for those of you who don't know that. It was really big because I felt like a failure to myself, and because I never thought that that would happen to me. So I really felt like a failure.
You talk about your story on TV One, life after your music career. What did you want the viewers to get from that story on TV One?
Man, what I wanted them to get was, first of all, probably the best thing is overcoming and knowing that just, you know, don't be defined by your past. And I believe, you know, in seizing the day, which is my whole new project, but going through tragic things like, you know, losses and things like that. And first of all, sometimes success, what is really success to you? And to me, success is really being in alignment with what God says about me, and not necessarily the world or people or, you know, my peers in this music business. But you have to define what success is. And even though I had a lot of everything, 30,000 square foot home, beautiful family, money, clothes, designer, everything, that, you know, if you're not in line spiritually right with God and what your purpose is, that it really doesn't mean anything, and that you're always going to be seeking other things to fulfill, you know, that desire. So really just being content and like I said, putting the Lord first in your life. Everything else will fall into place, really, and that's what I believe.
Right. That is so true. Let's talk about your new album, Carpe Diem. You talk about Seize the Day, and I also heard Sister, Sister. They are wonderful songs. What influenced you when you're making your new music or when you're writing, you know, your new things and your new material?
Oh, man, truth. I mean, I'm so driven by things that I believe in, especially today. And Seize the Day is great because it's talking, you know, about, like I said, overcoming and being gone so long and then coming back. For me, it just made sense because, you know, I had record companies telling me, you know, you've been gone too long, you know, we don't want to sign you. And I didn't let anything stop me, and I wound up creating my own label and getting my own distribution and hiring a great team of people to work with me. And people think that it's just easy because I had hits before, but I'm really starting over. So I'm encouraging all of us to seize the day and to, you know, whether it's going back to school, starting a new business, whatever it is in your life that will keep you dreaming and moving forward, not letting, you know, and the fact that I'm in my 40s, you know, I could have been like, okay, I've done this already and nobody, you know, nobody's going to be checking for me. But I really feel stronger and better. And that's been a big part of, I think, my success. I'm, you know, I just got a TV show yesterday, a pilot that we're going to be doing that's going to be coming out soon. And a lot of this is because I really didn't, if I would have like believed that lie that I was telling myself all the years I wasn't singing, you know, I wouldn't have these opportunities. I would have never went after them. So I think having the courage to step back, but it wasn't just necessarily me thinking I'm doing it because I think I'm so great, but the Lord really put that purpose in my spirit. So walking in your purpose is really important because success becomes me speaking to you. And if I can share to someone my experience and my story and encourage them, that's success. So I'm, you know, when you really understand whatever the big picture is, it just makes it fun again.
Right. And you talk about your daughter being a major part of your life, and you gave up music, you know, to be a mother. Do you have any regrets? Were there any regrets when you left the music industry?
Not at all, because I had been, when I left the music industry, I had really started, I knew what I wanted to do at an early age. At 8 years old, I was like, yeah, I want to be a singer. So, and I'm such a focused person. That's probably the strength of really why I believe I made it in the industry, that only 1% really make it. It's because of my drive. And because, you know, I'm no Aretha Franklin, but my focus is that. And so at a young age, I knew what I wanted, and I continued to just stay on that path. And then with Ashley, I wanted to be a great mother. And I felt like I used to have a AM nanny and a PM nanny. And when you have a husband that is super busy like Terry, you know, so it was like we both were extremely busy. And I just felt like this isn't the kind of life. I had such an awesome mom. I didn't want to sacrifice it. And I didn't see a way that really I could do it, because I'm such an extremist. Whatever I'm focused on, I'm focused on it. And so I couldn't really see, like, okay, I'm going to give Ashley this time and then my career this time. I just, for me, and some people can do that, but my personality is I'm extreme. So I was like, I can't do both. I gotta be a mom. This is the, and I felt, like I said, I felt like R&B music was changing at that time anyway. And it was just, when I think about it, I believe that it was just meant to be. Like, the Lord just kind of pulled me out. It's like, you need to get yourself together spiritually and to where, you know, you're appreciating what, you know, that this is a gift. And just, there was so many things that I learned on my journey, because I had a lot of things happen to me in a great, big way, you know, when your first album is produced by Ellen Babyface and you're working with people like Jenny Medina, the next one is Jimmy and Terry. I mean, this doesn't happen for a lot of people. Don Cornelius at 17, you know, who actually, you know, started me in the business. So it was just me. I kind of started taking stuff for granted to where you think, oh, it's just supposed to happen. And so once you get in that kind of spirit, it's not good. And I really now, coming back, I appreciate things so much more, and I understand that it's such a blessing to be able to do what I do and make a living at it, because it's a wonderful career. And whenever you can do what you love, my God, you've already won right there.
I read in your bio you started around 8 and then you were on Soul Train, and then I met you at the Soul Train Awards, and we talked about what soul means to you. And you know, you talk about Don Cornelius. How did soul influence what we're hearing in your new CD?
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, because it's like, when we talk about soul, you know, it is just, to me, it's not even something you think about. You know, it's really in you, it's not. And for me, I love artists like, you know, Al Green, Luther, and I mean, James Brown, and Sly Stone. And so it's just the epitome of Aretha Franklin. It's really just, you know, being true to what you really believe in. And for me coming back, there was no way I was going to try to be anything other than the Dub, as they call me. You know, and I know that I'm a leader, and I just with songs, like I said, with soulful songs, and I just like taking chances as well, and I'm excited because I was able to do this on my, you know, album. It's very, you know, I got a lot of up-tempos, which people think like, wow, she's rocking it like that. So I have up-tempos, I have, you know, mid-tempos, and it's just really a great, grown and sexy album, and that's where I am. Swagged out, grown and sexy style.
And I love it. I love it already. I've been listening to it like nonstop. And I wanted to ask you, with this album, and you talked about your new pilot, what else is in store for you for Miss Karen White in 2013?
Man, so much. Todd has been so good to me, and I'm just so thankful right now. I mean, I'm feeling like, you know, there's another reality show that I don't know yet, so I can't speak, but it's got Diva in it. And hopefully I'll be on the next season of that. And I'll be touring, going to Africa for the first time, going to the UK, and just lots of stuff. I'm going to be doing, you know, my own interior design line eventually, and then clothing, and just, girl, I told you, when I say I'm seizing the day, y'all going to be sick of Karen White. But I've been gone for 18 years, so I got a lot to make up for. So I'm going to be, you know, just doing my thing and doing conferences, especially with women, because I love women. I think they're incredible. And defining, you know, as far as being an entrepreneur and just how to navigate in today's world, as far as, you know, taking control of your own career and as far as whatever it is that you want, entrepreneurial. So I really, you know, the steps to that, finances, how money works. And me and my daughter and I, we're going to be doing panels because we have such an awesome relationship, and she's just an incredible person that I aspire to be, because she's very selfless. And so we're just going to be giving back, just giving, and that's where I'm at in 2013, and being blessed.
Right. Well, I can't wait to be a part of, you know, the great ventures of Karen White, following you, hopefully getting you to come do a panel. And I just wanted to ask you one last question about your interior designing. Are there some projects that some notable celebrities that or friends that you've have done or anybody we know?
No, I kind of like doing my own thing. I just did my own homes. So I was a builder. So I would, you know, I would work with a builder. We, you know, build a home, and then I would come in and do stage my own homes and then sell them after 2 years. I was moving, so I didn't really like designing for other people because I'm kind of selfish and like I like what I like. So sometimes you have to talk people into things, and I'm like, that's not fun because they don't want to spend the money or they don't want to do it. So with me, I just, you know, pretty much I'll be doing my own line of, you know, and then just showing, hopefully, just, you know, how to put things together that make it look like you spent, you know, tons of money, but you just got to have great eye and understand the origin of, you know, design and where things come from and knowing how to mix and match. So
is there a separate website for your interior design?
Yeah, actually, if you go to Karen White, KarenWhite.me, you'll see there's a link and you can see Karen White Interiors, and so there'll be photos and things like that, and every, you know, that also is on my site. Just one site, KarenWhite.me, so my world is there. everything I got going on.
Okay, is there a Twitter account?
Yeah, but my Twitter, what is my Twitter? I hate the name. It's Karen_world, Karen_world, and that's KarenS_world, and that's on Twitter.
Well, right now, I would just like to thank you for the time that you took out with me today to talk about, you know, your future endeavors, and I can't wait to look to 2013 for Miss Comeback Queen, Karen White.
Thank you, sweetie.
All righty.